And many are off to 230,000 small businesses across Chicago.
About 50% of businesses across the city have 5 employees or less.
Business Affairs Commissioner Rosa Escareño says traditional brick-and-mortar stores are still thriving, but there's new trends.
Food trucks, for example, is something that, you know, is very popular right now. Shared kitchens.
Two turkey, house drago, and a grilled cheese plain.
Inside a red truck parked along a city street is where you'll find Sarah Whites and Sam Barron. They've operated the Fat Shallot food truck for almost 5 years. After working 12-hour days as a chef, Barron loves being his own boss.
Just kind of be able to do what we want on a daily basis without running it up the flagpole is very liberating and nice.
Barron and Whites are married to each other, but also their jobs.
Conversation about business never ends, like until we fall asleep. It's always on our mind, and it's always part of our conversation at every meal.
The business may not start in an office store or a food truck. With advancements in technology, business ideas literally start at home.
But we know that there is a larger number of individuals who we don't necessarily capture that are definitely initiating their ideas and their concepts out of their home, which is great.
Taking care of business every day.
Stephanie Hart knew starting her own business wouldn't be a piece of cake, but it was about filling a void. She missed her grandmother's pineapple cake, and no other bakery could replicate it.
Which was a pineapple coconut cake with cream cheese frosting, not 7-minute frosting, not buttercream frosting.
So she started Brown Sugar Bakery on the South Side in 2004. On the North Shore, Judy Sider, co-owner of Table Compliments in Highland Park, opened her tableware and accessory store also for personal reasons.
The fact that I couldn't find these items in the marketplace and felt that there was a gap.
These two women have found the recipe for success when it comes to small business.
That customizing is really important, and bridal registries are really important, and customer service is the key.
I enjoyed seeing other people feel like I felt, connected to the food and connected to memories.
But it's not always easy.
I just kept baking even though bills were due. I kept baking even though, you know, people were knocking on my door. I kept baking when they took my car.
Hart turned to the Small Business Center in Chicago for help when times were tough.
There's one-stop shopping. They build up your confidence. They build, you know, they show you how to do the paperwork that you have to do. There's that support.
Up to 300 people walk through the center every day looking for help and advice. Small Business Commissioner Rosa Escareño has this message for those looking to own their own business.
Before you sign any lease, before you put a nail in the wall for your new concept, do not spend any money because you're going to need that money. Come to us, talk to us, get the facts and get the details.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
But the busiest for some small businesses, Stephanie Hart, the owner of Brown Sugar Bakery in Chatham, says the holidays get her through the Chicago winter.
We sell through Christmas. We try to get involved in everything so that we can make it through that first quarter of the year before people start coming back out and celebrating in public.
It's also crucial for the owners of the Fat Shallot food truck. Sam Barron says not a lot of people want to walk outside to get lunch in the cold and snow.
We'll get like a little bump in corporate drop-off catering for lunches. We'll get like a little bump in, you know, private event catering with the trucks, more than we would considering the weather.
But for some, holiday shopping doesn't keep the doors open. Judy Sider, the owner of Table Compliments in Highland Park, says her business has never followed the norm.
That's just not our customer. We're more holidays, parties all year round. And it doesn't just bunch up at the end of the year.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Grinch may be a little harsh, but the CEOs of two Chicago-based startups don't even think about the holidays. Kevin O'Donnell is CEO of Motobag. They make motorized luggage you can ride on.
We consciously made a decision 2 months ago that we're not going to stress about Christmas.
Max Temkin, founder of the game Cards Against Humanity, says even though it's the most important time for his industry, they like to mock holiday shopping.
We always do funny things. So one year, for example, we did a Cards Against Humanity $5 more sale. So everything in our store costs $5 more on Black Friday.
Americans will spend over $682 billion on Christmas this year. That's 3% more than 2016. The rest is up to Santa.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Kim Gordon, WGN News.